brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I receive. For all my new subscribers, welcome to this channel. Please go check out the other platforms that I have. I have a Dream Forum. I have a Safe Haven Connection Forum. I have a Refuge Hub small groups that have started in the last couple of months. And I have 144,000 video that you can go ahead and watch if you're so inclined, if the Lord leads you. Today I want to bring to you a message that I received as well as some open visions and words of warning that I have received in the last week or two. The Lord is pouring out a new anointing on those people who are seeking Him with all of their hearts. Brothers and sisters, there is a new level of anointing that is being poured out on His people right now. I have witnessed it myself and have seen it starting to happen with other people as well. So with this new anointing comes new impartations, new revelations, further understanding about from the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is opening up the Scriptures like never before. And there are also miracles and healings that are now becoming available much more readily across the world of the believers, the body of Christ. But it's for those who have faith. It is for those who are seeking it with all of their hearts, minds, and souls. Now, when I started this video, I was not going to say that. I didn't know that the Holy Spirit wanted to bring this to you, but because it's not related to what I'm sharing, but it is the good news. The good news, there's the good news of the gospel for those who do not believe that Jesus Christ is alive and well. He is a person. You can have a personal relationship with Him. All you need to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that He's been raised from the dead and you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9. Please go check that out. For those of you who are already believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, like I said, there is some exciting things that the Lord is doing now. As the enemy comes in like a flood and is bringing all his disasters and all his evil ways upon this land, the Lord is raising up a standard at the same time, an even higher standard than what Satan is doing on this earth. This is a higher standard that he is raising up. He is going to be showing himself magnificently through the body of Christ for those who are yielded and submitted to Him. And this is a very glorious thing. So don't be discouraged. Don't be caught up in all that Satan is doing right now. Keep your focus on the Lord and you will see His power manifesting in and around you. So seek that right now, brothers and sisters. Seek it. Seek these living waters that are being poured out right now. All right, now let me go ahead and bring to you the things that the Lord has given me. Okay, the first thing I want to bring to you is a vision that I had on the October 1st. It was a dream vision. I woke up with it, and what I saw was a woman. Like it was like a statue, but I don't know if it was a statue or not. But the first thing that came to me when I first saw it was the Statue of Liberty, but it was not the Statue of Liberty. It was not. But it was a very majestic woman, and she was white. And I saw her arm, and what was written on her arm was this, Lady of Justice. Lady of Justice. And I didn't know when I woke up exactly what the Lord was referring to. And I wondered if this was an angel. And that would be my first the first thing that comes to me is that this was an angel, and it said Lady of Justice. And then the next night, I woke up on the 2nd of October, and I heard this. I heard Arm of Justice. Arm of Justice. So I knew that this was referring to the first dream vision of the Lady of Justice. So I went ahead and looked up the words in the Bible, Arm of Justice. And what I found was this. I'm reading from the NLT because it explains it a little bit more. It's Isaiah 51:5, and this is the verse. My mercy and justice are coming soon. My salvation is on the way. My strong arm will bring justice to the nations. All distant lands will look to me and wait in hope for my powerful arm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the Lord has got a powerful arm. He's going to be bringing justice. I looked up the word justice in this verse, and it actually is the word of judging. It's a word to judge. It's a word to vindicate, and it's a word to punish. So the Lord is bringing justice to the world. He is going to do it by his mighty arm. All right, the next thing I want to bring to you is on the same day, actually, it was October 1st, I was asking the Lord some things. And at first, I like to not always be focused on me, like all of my prayer requests and, you know, just about me all the time when I pray. We should also be seeking the Lord and asking him what is on his mind, what does he want us to do, and try to take the focus off of ourselves. And I did hear some things from the Lord. It was not good. I heard that the word I heard was disgusted. I heard the word doom. I heard the word disappointed. And so obviously the Lord is not happy with what's going on the earth right now. But we also know that we're in the middle of these birth pangs. It talks about in the Bible, we're in the last day birth pangs, and these things are going to be happening. But like I said before, the Lord is raising up a standard against what Satan is doing. So I also heard this while seeking the Lord. I heard he was speaking to my mind, and I heard that America is not going to rise up from the ashes. America will not rise up from the ashes. It's going to not be what it once was. It will never reach that height again. It will not rise up. I also heard that many are going to be perishing. And I also heard the word, love not your life unto death. And that, I can't remember, that's in the book of Revelation. I think it's in Revelation 12. Revelation 12 actually says that verse, love not your life unto death. And I will have in my transcript blog, and the link will be down below, I will have all of this along with the corresponding scriptures, so you can go check that out yourself. All right, the next thing that I received from the Lord is that on that same day is I got two open visions. Now, brothers and sisters, I do not usually get open visions. That doesn't happen very often at all. That an open vision is when you're awake and all of a sudden you're not seeing from your eyes anymore physically. All of a sudden you see something else. And that's what happened. So this one is, I actually closed my eyes and I saw fire. Red fire. It was red. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's like if you close your eyes and you see an intense red. And like fire, just it reminded me of fire in the skies when there's a great fire and you look and you see this red hue. Well, that's what I saw. It freaked me out at first, and I opened my eyes and then I closed my eyes. And every time I closed my eyes, I would see this. And it was right after I heard the words that America will not rise up from the ashes and that many will perish. That is the moment I saw this red. And so it was a sign from the Lord. And then right before that, before I even asked the Lord about what was on his mind or if is there anything he wanted to share with me, I did have another open vision. This is all the same day. And what I saw was the splicing of two faces. It's going to be kind of hard to explain, and I saw it very quickly. I saw two faces. One looked human. One didn't look human. It would look more like a transhuman, almost like a robot, but not quite. And I saw each head being split right in half, like from the nose down. Each, you know, one eye was on one side, one eye was on the other side. It was split that way, lengthwise. Each one was split, and then I saw them quickly rearrange, and the human side was then spliced with the transhuman. And so where we had first one human and one transhuman, now we had one human, we had two people, but they were both human and transhuman. So it was a mingling. It was a mingling. It was a half-breeds. That's what comes to my mind, half-breeds. And the Lord talks against mingling many times in the Bible. In Daniel, he actually talks about the mingling. Again, I'll have that verse down below for you. In the last days, we were going to see this kind of mingling. And I guess that was what the vision the Lord was showing me. And we're seeing that happen now. But I guess that with this vision, it's going to happen in even a greater measure, where we're going to see half-breeds, half-humans, and I guess half-machines. All right, now I would like to, let me see if I've got it all that I was going to share with you today on those things. Yes, all right. Now I would like to read a message that I received. I got this message on the 26th of September. Now, I got this while I was praying, and I asked the Lord a question. I asked him, the Lord keeps showing us the things that are going to come, and as this channel has shared before, it's not good in many different areas of our lives. It is not good what's coming, brothers and sisters, and I asked the Lord how his people were going to get through this. And this is what I heard, because I know that the Lord has shown me war is coming. And so I asked the Lord, you know, I know that when judgment comes on the wicked, we know that the wrath of God is not going to come on his people. Yes, we will witness some judgments coming, but the actual wrath of God is not going to affect his people. We're going to be protected from it, and most likely I believe that when the wrath of God falls, that his people are not going to be here. But I'm talking more about the judgments that are coming, and the judgments that we've already been through, what's going to happen to his people. And this was the response that I got to the question. So I hope I'm explaining it clear enough. All right, so here we go. This is what I heard. Just as the three boys were saved in and through the fires, and you know that's referencing Meshach and Abednego, the three boys in Daniel, the book of Daniel. I'll start again. Just as the three boys were saved in and through the fires, so shall I save my people. They will be unscathed and unharmed, for I will be in their midst. They will walk out of the fiery furnace unharmed, just like I saved my people from the plague of the firstborn. So shall I save my own again. The blood of the Lamb on their doorposts was a sign to the destroyer to pass over and not harm them. So shall it be again, for you have not been appointed to my wrath, but my protection. When my hand of judgment comes, you will only witness with your eyes the destruction around you, but it will not come to your homes. I want to stop there and say that reminds me of Psalms 91, which is a wonderful psalm of protection that I say over my family almost regularly. Back to the message. The prerequisite is that you have a pure and humble and contrite heart towards me. This cannot be faith, but only realized through the power of the Holy Spirit. These are those who have yielded themselves and who walk with me. Those who have repented of their sins and daily do so. They have washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb and therefore are cleansed and found worthy before my eyes. They are my bride who has gotten ready for the wedding. They have their white garments on and hold the oil lamp of readiness in their hands. They watch and wait for their groom to come, even if it is at midnight or beyond. Among my own, you will now start seeing many miracles and supernatural things to manifest. This is to give you hope and to encourage your walk with me. Walk through the fires and you will not be burned. Tread through the waters and you will not be overcome. Trust in my provision. Trust in my care. Trust in my redemption. For I will save those who are mine and who are true to me. Like in the days of Noah, a time will come when the wicked will be destroyed and will be no more. A time will come when I will come with all my saints and battle with rage, but I will, excuse me, let me say that again. A time will come when I will come with my saints, and the battle will rage, but I will be victorious. The enemy will have lost its grip on humanity and will be overcome. Pray for this day to come swiftly, especially for the sakes of the children and those who are grieved. I call upon my own to seek their strength from me, for in their weaknesses I will be strong. This is a key to the kingdom, and it will unlock the ways of the Spirit. Seek me now while you still can, for soon, for many, it will be too late. Preparations come now, not later. Draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. It is an act of your will. You choose. It is your choice. You are not a puppet, but have free will. However, with my enemy, you will become a slave, and he will remove your choices if you follow him. I tell you now that I will hear when you call and cry out to me. So do not delay.